This was a programme announced in 2015 and it covered the provinces of Munster and Connacht. So what we're doing now is we're extending that to Leinster and to Ulster. Effectively what that will mean, it will mean employing coordinators to run a programme through youth organisations and schools to try to get more STEM, more science-based activity through Irish into the schools. It's a very, very successful programme. It's up and running in two provinces and I'm hopeful that there will be good demand, especially in a county like Donegal, which are doing a lot of STEM work and science work through the medium of English and through their Irish stream schools will be doing it anyway. So it's just to add to it and it's to increase the presence and to expand the presence of Irish and the speaking of Irish through our schools.
And as you said, Donegal is a county that is ever evolving in the technology sector. So this now is a project for young people to start off in this early.
It is, and it's also a sign of commitment to the language. And even at a European level now, by 2021, there's going to be many job opportunities for translators and interpreters in Luxembourg, Strasbourg and Brussels. So the message I would be sending to both teachers and students presently in secondary school is that by 2021, there will be opportunities through the Irish medium where you need three officially recognised European languages. So that can be for Irish students now. It can be English and Irish plus one other subject, be it Portuguese, German, French or Spanish. It's a good sign and a good commitment and a good to put an onus on us to have the advantage. We're in a very, very advantageous position where two of the three spoken words, spoken Irish, spoken languages are English and Irish, and that puts Irish students at a very, very competitive advantage.